This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. As the big voice man said, John Lopez. Figgy Fig and Reginald Adetula hanging out with you on this Wednesday before a Thursday night football game on Halloween at MetLife Stadium versus the Jets. The first Thursday night football game
in D'Amico Ryan's
tenure, right? In the D'Amico Ryan's area?
Is this the first streaming game?
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. First streaming game as well, which you don't have to worry.
They had none last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to worry too much about. It's going to be simulcast locally on Fox 26. So, if you don't have Amazon Prime, that's the place to turn to. But, of course, you always are good right here on Sports Radio 610, hearing Sean and Seth get you started with the pregame. That'll happen tomorrow after part of the time slot of the drive, and then they'll take you and hand it off to Vandermeer and Ware, and they'll get going on the broadcast. And then, of course, it'll be Sean and Clint shutting it down, giving you post-game coverage well into the wee hours of the morning. So this is the place to be for your Houston Texans. But in that game, right, C.J. Stroud's first Thursday night.
What are they going to be talking about?
I imagine there's going to be a lot of conversation about that left guard position as Kenyon Green, he gets benched in the course of this Colts game. And I do want to go back to D'Amico 7 here again because this has been a conversation, right? Once you have a guy publicly benched, that changes some things. And of course the circumstance got, you know, a little hairy because Jared Patterson comes in, he acquits himself well during that drive, suffers a concussion, leaves the game, and immediately they put Kenyon Green back. So that creates a little bit of a tough situations. Jared Patterson not going to be available as he's in concussion protocol. Who's going to start? And D'Amico Ryans was asked specifically yesterday, is Kenyon Green going to keep his starting spot on the offensive line?
Kenyon is done fine. Kenyon, of course, like I said yesterday, he had some bad plays. A lot of guys had some bad plays, you know. And everybody's asking about Kenyon, and nobody feels, you know, worse about this than Kenyon, right? And nobody, he knows he has to play better. He will play better, and let's go to work. Like, that's what it's about. It's not about everybody trying to figure out, is Kenyon out? And like, let's Kenyon is ready. He'll be ready to roll, and we won six games with Kenyon. Like, we got to keep going.
Well, you won six games. Like, I don't know if with Kenyon, not because of Kenyon. I think we need to.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Technically, they did win six games.
That is technically correct, which is my favorite. It's the best kind of correct.
Technically,
if you listen to Futurama. It did feel like he was had some fits and starts to start there, and it felt like he was just trying to not say. He was like, "Let me make sure I can say things that are legally defensible, right? Like the things that I do not have to come back and answer for." I don't know that was a glowing confirmation that Kenyon Green is the starting.
Oh, I know that it wasn't.
And so,
it definitely was not.
We've had conversations about the idea of trading for a guard, but that's not going to happen today and get somebody in at MetLife Stadium tomorrow. No. You're going to have to work with something on this team. So who should play left guard? Who should start at left guard?
Okay, who should?
Yes.
I like who is going to be Kenyon Green. I mean, short week.
Sure.
You know, basically one day of practice. They had a little walkthrough yesterday, travel today. I mean, Kenyon Green is going to start. Who should start? I'm kind of leaning, and I know this is out there a little bit, but Nick Broeker has played guard.
Wow. Okay.
He has played guard. Remember, Figgy, during training camp when Laremy Tunsil was on his training camp vacation, and they trotted the first team out there. Nick Broeker was the starting left tackle with that group, with the second group during training camp. He's played guard in his career. So they clearly like what they can get out of him. And his name has not been mentioned much at all. But I keep kind of going back to that. And I don't necessarily think it's going to happen this week. But Kendrick Green is the other option. But the other thing I can't shake, Reggie, is they benched Kenyon Green. I mean, he is down. He's embarrassed. He's getting his ass kicked, if we're just being honest here. And when Patterson got hurt, they said, well, guess we got to go back to Kenyon. When they could have maybe gone to someone else, but they didn't. They went back to Kenyon. So I'm, again, admittedly thinking, I don't know about this. I know it's out there, but maybe Nick Broeker. I think the bigger question is how long is the leash?
That's a great question because...
I mean, how long was the leash on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I don't think you could just say on Sunday, right? Like, that leash has been pretty long all season long. Like, if you are one to have some level of value in Pro Football Focus grades, right, when they're charting these things, Kenyon Green is 106. He's ranked the 106th best guard when it comes to overall rankings out of, you want to guess how many? 110.
Oh, man.
Right? Like, that's...
Oh, man.
And, of course, not the end-all, be-all by any stretch of the imagination.
It's a sign.
But, I mean, even if you were just, like, are the neighborhood of the hundreds, and you're talking about guards in this league, that is objectively very, very bad. And so...
How long is the leash?
The leash has been very long. It's tough because you don't really want to be playing musical chairs on the offensive line.
But you've already told someone, be ready.
They've got to.
Right?
Be ready.
Titus, be ready.
See, that's a big switch.
Oh, so you're really going like the full musical chairs.
Put Broeker at right tackle?
Hey, that's...
Well, no, I think that at that point, Fisher...
Oh, Fisher. I'm sorry. Fisher, tackle. And then Broeker would be...
I mean, if you really want to... I hate to say it because I don't look at him as a guard, but if you want somebody that's consistently played that position at one point, Titus Howard, he consistently played that position at one point.
And oh, by the way, he's facing Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, that makes this that much.
That's a dude.
And I think
that's a little more scarier than last week.
100%. So for me, if you were asking what's the leash, is just I think I have to use the history that I have to get into the mindset of the coaching staff. It is when he is being beat consistently to the point of it being a weak link that a team can pick at. Because I think that was what ultimately was the decision-making factor on Sunday against the Colts, was that he was getting beat instantly, and then you could see the team across from you do things to actively target him. Once he became a target and that became a floodgates of sorts of pressure towards C.J. Stroud, then it became entirely untenable. Now, it probably should have been untenable before that point, but that's neither here nor there. We can't go backwards. I think that is probably the leash that that you have on Kenyon Green.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is that? Two series? One series?
Well, against Quinnen Williams, yeah, it might be one or two series.
By the way, last week he had 1.5 sacks and 8 pressures.
Quinnen Williams?
Yes. He's third in the league among defensive tackles in pressures.
The tackle's been getting after it.
Yes.
In this modern iteration of the NFL.
All week he's rubbing his hands together. He's drinking his Gatorade.
And he still got them braces.
He's drinking that cayenne pepper and water.
Hey, man, don't be putting up these bulletin board material. We talk about a weak spot. Don't give him any. Hey, don't put a battery in his back at all.
Don't let that smile with them braces fool you, man.
No.
That's a scary mofo.
He has looked at the film and said, all right, Kenyon Green, huh? No, they're going to do everything that the Colts did to pick at Kenyon Green and more. And they do it with a better player.
Yeah.
I mean, two series?
Okay, so I think we are both in agreement that you're going to go back to Kenyon Green. Now, the tough thing about this is I think they're also... And one of the reasons why they've had a really long leash, and this will be a cut 13 here from D'Amico Ryans, is that... dealing with the player, the person of it. I think that's why D'Amico Ryans has the mentality and the approach that he does to these teams, is the positivity you imagine goes over a lot better than like harsh negativity in the in the course of these. Not that those are the only absolutes, but I think you understand what I'm trying to go for there. And so there is, and I thought B. Scott asked a fantastic question when D'Amico was talking. How do you check a player's confidence and swagger when he's struggling like Kenyon Green is?
Yeah, for me, I go back and I go to the film, right? It's, you go to the film and you show players, right, what they've done well and the good reps that they've had, and just get back to doing that. Kenyon has had a lot of good reps for us, and I expect him to have some good reps this Thursday.
All right. The interesting thing about what Figgy mentioned, you know, Titus to guard Blake Fisher to tackle. First of all, it's a big change. It's two positions. But secondly, that's something you got to work out on during the week. You got to at least run some reps during the week. And they've had one practice, you know, one and a half, basically. So
they probably show you they maybe going to roll with Kenyon Green again.
No, they're going to roll. Well, I think he's going to start the game.
Yeah. It's just how short is the leash? And then also when you talk about the leash, how much confidence do you then have in what you have to put in, right? Because in theory, Jarrett Patterson is the backup center, right? If you were just looking at the depth chart, that would have been Kendrick Green to go into that spot, right, as a backup guard. They didn't go there twice in a way,
twice,
right?
Because
Jarrett Patterson comes in, and then once Jarrett Patterson goes out with the concussion, then you also have an option to go down the depth chart, but then they go back to Kenyon Green. I do wonder, like, what's the level of confidence that they have in Kendrick Green? And, you know, is that something where you need to see him before you get to the trade deadline and address these things?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You would have to get, whether it's him or Broker or Titus or whatever, you have to get at least another look in the here and now. You might know what, you know, think what you know about their games, but you have to get that look. But that being said, you also cannot stick with Kenyon Green if it becomes what by all rights is going to be another ugly performance facing that dude coming off this game. Confidence clearly has been affected, maybe not shot, but been affected. And you're looking over your shoulder. Like, that's the other part of this, Reggie. He is looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, he looking over his shoulder, yeah. And other teams are looking at him as the mark.
Yeah.
So now he got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Teams game planning for you.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like getting into the questioning of people's like mental fortitude and those types of things, but this feels like one of those things where if you got
that's
it,
a lot, man.
You got to pull it out here because, again, short week.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, like, if people are looking at you as potentially the mark. Like, he's going to have to find some level of confidence and fortitude, and I imagine that's why Nico's held him.
That could get to you mentally. That's like if somebody see you always getting beat up.
Yeah.
People gonna look at you like, oh, anybody could beat that person up. So now you gotta mentally prepare for that, man.
What did I tell you? As soon as he went back, when they went back to Kenyon Green, we're sitting in the press box, and they went back to Kenyon Green, I turned to you and I said, if you have any pride whatsoever, and I'm not questioning it, but I'm saying if you your pride is being tested, you know, when you get back in there, you've been benched and you got to go back in there. If you have any pride, you've got to buck up right there. And all these things about questioning it, it's not even really questioning it. I think it's fair to assume he's looking over his shoulder. It's fair to assume, you know, he knows he's going to get picked on. These aren't like, oh, he's weak-minded or whatever. No, I think it's fair because of the performance that he's had. These are things that just happen.
Yeah, this is admittedly, this is the thing that's consuming the most of my mind when it comes to this game versus the Jets. I think that there's some places in which the Jets' names are bigger than what they're putting on paper. However, defense line isn't one of those, and that has been a place that's really blown up your offensive capabilities this season. You're going to need to protect C.J. Stroud in this one. You're absolutely going to need to, especially when you consider you lost a valuable wide receiving asset, right? Like, that, in theory, puts more responsibility on C.J. Stroud's plate to get you know, further the relationships that he has with some of these other wide receivers that he hasn't been able to throw the ball to nearly as
well. And we often talk about the, you know, what message are you sending the other 52 guys, you know, when these things come up, and we've talked about it in various instances recently, like, what message are you sending the other 52 guys? Okay, what message are you sending the other 52 guys if all of a sudden Juice Scruggs is going to have to cover him in the game plan? They're going to have things in the game plan to cover Kenyon Green. Laremy Tunsil is going to have to cover for Kenyon Green.
And hasn't that been part of the issues on this offensive line, is that dudes are trying to, like, cover for others, and then their assignment slips because they're so concerned about picking up the slack in other situations. Yeah, that I am real concerned, but it does feel like who will start is absolutely Kenyon Green. Who should start? I don't think that's an easy answer, and that's probably the biggest indictment of what you got going right now on the offensive line in general. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about time for us to go and get our lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. We'll do those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.